Welcome to the gallery replica. We are at what was known as a cut, where the main gallery was being opened up and where drillers and timbermen worked. The cut, in reality, is the advancement of the gallery. There, the driller used his jackhammer to make deep holes that were subsequently filled with explosives. The charges were set off and the gallery thus moved forward. Debris was picked up with special shovels that used compressed air like the one in front of you, and they were loaded into shuttle cars that later were directed out of the mine over a track system, thus putting an end to the debris removal process. Next, it was the timberman's turn. They put the frames in place. Wood and iron structures to keep the room and walls from caving in and more debris from falling. After the frames were in place, the tracks for the shuttle cars were lengthened into the new area. And tubing for ventilation was installed, as well as for water and compressed air so that the machinery could be used. Then, the advancement process was restarted, beginning with drilling for explosives once more. The work of the driller to open up the hard rock using his jackhammer and explosives was one of the most difficult jobs of the mine. The heavy jackhammer that used compressed air had a long, hollow auger that measured as much as 4 meters. A hose supplied water to the inside of the auger to keep dust from appearing when the borehole, where the explosives were to be introduced, was being made. The other machine that is in front of you, with a drum and a cable, was used to move the shuttle cars around inside the mine. Please continue onwards to the gallery's interior, to the pickaxe miner's pit, where we'll explain what his job was like. You may be surprised by the conditions under which he worked.